I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports. Yesterday in American Legion State Tournament action, Viroqua lost last night to Lomira. The final score was 12-2. Viroqua will play Stratford today at 2 as the Class A State Tournament continues at Osseo. It was the first loss for Viroqua. It is high school football season officially underway as of today. Michael Hernan has more.
Football season is officially back. Many schools are starting practices and training camp. Here are some notable dates for area schools, starting with Richland Center. Their first practice will start today. Their scrimmage will be Friday, August 16th at La Crosse Logan versus La Crosse Logan and Aquinas. And their first game will be Friday, August 23rd at Toma. For Riverdale, their first practice also starts today. Their scrimmage will be Friday, August 16th at Mineral Point versus Mineral Point, Cambridge, and Dodgeville. And their first game will be Friday, August 23rd at home versus Ithaca. For River Valley, their first practice will be today as well. Their scrimmage will be Friday, August 16th at home versus Cuba City and Poinette. And their first game will be Friday, August 23rd at home versus Reedsburg. Ithaca, their first practice will also be today. Their scrimmage will be Friday, August 16th at Lancaster against Lancaster and Benton Skills Mound Schulzberg. And their first game will be Friday, August 23rd at Riverdale. For WRCO Sports, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thank you, Michael. Well, the Church League softball season is starting to wind down, and the Church League tournament begins tonight on Two Diamonds, 6:45. Richland Baptist Temple 2 will play St. Mary's. Baptist Temple 1 will umpire. Richland Baptist Temple 1 plays Free Methodist at 8 with St. Mary's umpiring. The loser of the 6:45 West game will play the loser of the 6:45 East game, and the winner of the 8 o'clock East game will umpire. On the West Diamond tonight at 6:45, Church of the Nazarene plays Bethel Lutheran. The Mission will umpire. At 8 p.m., Boscobel Assembly of God will play the Mission. Bethel Lutheran will umpire. And at 9:15, the loser of the 8 p.m. West game will face the loser of the 8 p.m. East game. The winner of the 8 o'clock West game will umpire. For complete tournament brackets, you can visit the Church League website, rcchurchleague.com. Well, it is that time of year again. We have some bowling league announcements. Bowling season right around the corner. The association and leagues have scheduled their meetings. The Greater Richland USBC Bowling Association will have its annual open meeting on Monday night at 6:30 at the Phoenix Center. Next Monday, all bowlers who are in leagues at the Phoenix Center are encouraged to attend. They need a quorum to conduct business. Officers will be elected, rule changes will be explained, and the city tournament will be scheduled. The Major League, which bowls on Mondays, will have its opening meeting on Monday night, immediately following the association meeting. The Merchants League, which bowls on Wednesdays, will have its meeting on Wednesday, August 14th at 6 p.m. at the Phoenix Center. The All-Star League, which bowls on Thursdays, will have its meeting on Monday, August 19th at 6:30 at the Phoenix Center. League members are encouraged to attend their respective meetings. Each league sets their schedule for the season, determines their budget, and votes on any rule changes. Make your voice heard and attend your league's meeting. Contact your league secretary if you do have any questions. New teams and new individual bowlers should attend a meeting to become a member. All leagues have room for more bowlers. The Brewers were off yesterday. They're preparing for a game against Atlanta in Atlanta tonight. It's a 6:20 first pitch time on WRCE, FM 107.7, and AM 1450. Pat Murphy is still proud of his team.
I love this team, guys, and I'm not going to start criticizing them for making youthful mistakes or for hitting balls hard and not having it be timely hitting.
He says the team struggled against the Nationals, but the Nationals always play him tough.
This is a young team that is going through it, man. You can say how bad you think the record of the Nationals is. Those guys are playing free. They play us tough. They did the same thing to us in Milwaukee. They played really good, and they played free, and we're young and vulnerable and, going through it a little bit.
On the Major League scoreboard last night, the Cardinals lost to the Mets 6-0. San Francisco 4, Washington 1, Cincinnati 10-3 over Miami. The Dodgers 5, Philadelphia 3. In the American League, Boston 9, Kansas City 5, Texas 4-3 over Houston, Oakland 5, the White Sox 1, Arizona 7-6 over Cleveland, and the Twins stayed hot with a win against the Cubs. That final score was 3-0. The Badgers have a lot to prove after struggling to a 7-6 record in Coach Luke Fickell's first season. Wisconsin is ranked outside the top 25 in the preseason poll, which shows just how strong the schedule is for Fickell's team. Five opponents are ranked: number 3 Oregon, number 5 Alabama, number 9 Penn State, number 23 USC, and number 25 Iowa. The Badgers earned 17 points, and that would have placed them 34th had the poll gone that far. As far as the defense is concerned, they have led the way in practice.
When you actually play like this, you do get to see how the momentum affects the game, or at least the practice. And I think it was pretty obvious to see how the momentum shifted and how there wasn't a way for it. It shifted to the offensive side of the ball. And the thing we'll get on the defense most about is finding a way to be able to shift it back. And, you know, that's probably what we didn't do defensively right there to end practice. But a lot of credit to the offense. So.
Elsewhere in football news, the Colts running back Jonathan Taylor arrived at training camp this summer happy, healthy, and focused. It's a stark contrast from last year when Taylor was still struggling from ankle surgery and complaining about his contract status. Indy coach Shane Steichen hopes Taylor's remade approach will also help him regain the form that led him to the 21 NFL rushing title. The Packers have released quarterback Jacob Eason less than 2 weeks after he was signed. Eason was brought on board while starting quarterback Jordan Love was still away from practice while his contract was being negotiated. Eason had been taking practice reps between Sean Clifford and Michael Pratt. He was a fourth-round selection by the Colts in the 2020 draft. There's a kicking battle going on between Greg Joseph and the incumbent Anders Carlson. Joseph was asked if he gives Carlson some pointers.
Stay in my own lane. If he asks me questions, I'm not going to, you know, say no or ignore him. I'll definitely answer. And the group gets along really well. We all talk. We all have fun. We all help each other. And, you know, he asks, like, what are my goals? And my goal is to learn something for everyone and to help someone, you know, learn something. So I'm here to teach, you know, here to definitely be a resource and, you know, use them as resources as well and just get better each and every day.
The Packers preseason opener is Saturday. I'm Phil Nee for WRCO Sports.